Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Diane McClay Show, where we're here to empower you through choice. My guest today is Karen Timer, who is our newest member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and the Transformation Talk Radio family. She's a registered massage therapist and registered holistic nutritionist who found the courage and freedom to return to school after the age of 40. She's a freedom of movement specialist and believes that everyone can create the freedom to live the life they love. And Karen, I'm just excited to have you come in here. Tell us a little bit about yourselves. Welcome in. You had your inaugural show last week, and I'm so lucky and honored to have you on my show today, where we can talk about being 50 and free and how choice plays into that. Welcome in.
Amazing. Thank you, Diane. Thank you for having me on your show. And this is very exciting. And I always love hearing somebody else read my bio or just, you know, read about me and stuff, because it's like, oh, wow, this is true. Right. I do this. I do that. So it's kind of exciting about like hearing somebody else promote you, right? And talk about you.
Right. Well, let's talk about, I mean, you're over 50, so am I. So you've got some insights to how the world works and how movement works and how distractions come into our world. But let's tell the audience just a little bit, if you don't mind, give a couple of bullet points about your journey and how you ended up here, and maybe one or two nuggets that you have picked up along the way that has shaped your vision of 50 and free.
Okay, so I'll keep it short, but all right. So 5 years ago, my name is Karen Timer, and I've been in the health and wellness industry for almost 15 years. And 5 years ago, I turned 50, and life threw me a curveball. I became single, and that literally threw me for a loop, of course. And for me, it was almost one of those that, okay, now I'm single. I have a single income. Now what do I do with myself, right? So I got to sink or swim. And actually, another business opportunity showed up in my life that in network marketing that actually literally changed my life and took me on this ride of becoming 50 and free. And 50 and free is all about, how do you find joy again in your life, especially when you've gone through different things in your life, like divorce. I'm also a Cancer thriver, so I've had definitely my curveballs thrown to me. But what I discovered with business is that you can't grow this type of business without doing personal development.
Right.
I remember going to an event, and I'm sorry if I'm going all over the place a little bit, but I remember going to my first event in this company, and the speaker said, if your business and your life hasn't changed in the last year, go find out what your blocks are. So I went up to one of my mentors and I said, okay, Dr. Bob, I have this thing called a block, because I know my business hadn't changed, my life hadn't changed. And he said, okay, Karen, go find someone who understands health and wellness, who understands the industry, and figure out what your blocks are. So I hire a coach. So that's what I did, is I hired a coach. And to discover that one of my blocks was around success. So I was like, okay, well, this is weird. Who's afraid of success? And I had no idea how the mind, I know how the body works. I didn't understand how the mind, body, spirit works together. So that started me on this journey of going, okay, I need to understand how my mind works, you know, and understand what makes me tick, what makes me move forward, what gets me excited. So that's what kind of the short version of what got me on this journey. And when I had to when we had the first lockdown, I had to shut down my massage business for 3 months. And I've been thinking about, oh, maybe I'll do coaching. Maybe I'll not. I don't know. What do I know about coaching? But this gave me the kick in the butt that I needed to rebrand myself and expand my business. So that's what I did. And I became a freedom coach. And then that's how 50 and Free came about.
Nice.
So that's kind of the short version. And this has been a heck of a journey.
Well, and I agree with you, and we all experience something significant as we grow older, and it often happens. You know, some people say it's a midlife crisis. So I like to say it's a midlife opportunity. For the people who are watching the show, they can see that I have two words on the back of my wall: choice and courage. And I call that out for the people who can't see my office. But I feel like that's one of the things that you and I have in common, and that our journeys have in common. For me, I actually shifted out of my dream career right when I was about 45 or 46. And some things shifted where I realized I wasn't in alignment with the people that I was working for, and their values weren't in alignment with what I needed in terms of my life. I needed more freedom, more autonomy, and I needed to be able to have the ability to create that for myself instead of working in someone else's box. So you said a couple of things in your intro, and Fridays, I like to name them Reframe Fridays on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Network and Transformation Talk Radio. In our network, we have some of the world's best. And, you know, at 12 o'clock, we had two girls on plants with Adrian, and they were talking about adrenal health. And then we had Eating Mindfully on the Crooked Climb with Denise and with Suzanne Taylor King. And then Dr. Kate just talked about the mindful language that we use, that we have to be able, with Elliot Barnett, we have to be able to identify the language we're using in order to be able to create changes in our life. And what I heard you say is you got to be single as opposed to being divorced, which to me creates opportunity and forward movement. And since you're a freedom specialist, we're going to come back to that. But then I also heard you say that, you know, things shifted, and instead of explaining what your blocks were, you actually explain more about what drives you, what lights you up, what helps you feel free. And that's where I want to start the conversation today. Is from your perspective and being 50, what do you know today after 50 that you wish you had known when you were 20 or 30 or 40? Three things that might help our audience, 50 and free.
Believe in yourself a lot faster. Like I'm not going to turn back time because I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be today, right, on this show. But if I could turn back time, I would believe in myself. I would step out of my comfort zone a lot more. And I would have some kind of a vision of where I'm going instead of just being all over the place. That's one thing I would definitely say. And believe in myself faster and kind of understand who I am. And what gets me excited through the day.
Now, we've heard Cornelia say, you and Cornelia on your last show talked about 50s are kind of the new 30s. And I think one of the benefits of being in that mature female category is that we now have lived long enough to know what we don't want. And we've now developed tools and language in our natural life that help us articulate who we are and what we want more. What is 50 and free? What is one thing you do to help your clients get there a little faster? You and I have both had coaches, but for people that are still figuring it out or still trying to have that sense of personal courage, what would you say to them in terms of how they could focus more and be less distracted and then get to know themselves?
What I do is I coach people on understanding how their mind works, right? Like, how does your mind work? Why do you think the way you do? And simple tools to get awareness of your thoughts and your feelings and really educate and keep it simple. I'm a huge fan of simplicity. So this is what I coach my clients on. It's just, let's have fun. Because to me, it's all about having fun. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, so let's enjoy today, right? I'm a big fan of, like I said, teaching people about awareness. Why do we have the thoughts? And did you know you have control over your thoughts? Did you know you have control over your feelings, right? And then understand, teach, kind of educate them, keep it simple, on how that works in your body, on an emotional side, how it works physiologically. So that's what I teach. And I'm a big fan of journaling. And this is what I teach people how to do as well.
Right. I love how you said awareness, because that actually is alignment with one of the six steps that I teach people. When I went through my big job shift, I realized that you can't change anything until you have awareness about it. Right. So increasing awareness, understanding, like just being attentive to what's actually going on around you, and then creating some options creates choice. But for me, this is where you and I are in alignment as well, is creating movement, being able to incorporate movement, physical, mental, energetic, emotional movement into those actions. So take us a little bit into freedom of movement and what happens when we move the body as we're trying to navigate change.
So when we move the body, I also love music. Right. So actually before our talk today, I was kind of just feeling a little like anxious and stuff because I'm sorry, my dog may bark any minute, but I'm trying to stop him.
It's from all good.
But but I was like, okay, I have to shift this energy because, you know, when our heart is racing and when we feel anxious, this is just what I call energy. Right. I'm, you know, maybe I'm nervous or, you know, what am I going to say? That kind of stuff. So I actually put on music before our show, because I needed to dance it out. I needed to get in that good vibes and just that's what movement is. It doesn't matter what you look like or anything like that. Just put on music and move that body because, you know, it's stuck, what I call stuck energy, right? And you know, we need to move our body, and that's freedom of movement. And freedom of movement is, you know, also, shifting our mindset, moving the body, getting blood flowing, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's good for your health too.
Right. And the other thing too is I know that if I'm sitting at my desk all day and I'm trying to write, or if I'm trying to be creative, just literally physically sitting in one spot feels like it actually stymies my mind's ability to write. So I will actually stand up, move around, I'll use a whiteboard, that kind of thing. So awareness and movement are two things that where Choice and Courage Company crosses over with 50 and Free. But before we got on the air, we were also talking about distractions and interruptions and how easy it is, especially in our busy world, to have we can set the intention, hey, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to move more, I'm going to go to yoga, I'm going to have my time with my spirit or my advisor. And then the phone rings, something happens, and then we're not really taking care of ourselves until the last part of the day, if we even squeeze it in at all. So let's talk a little bit about some of the awareness that you bring about distractions. How do we manage them? And what are some key points that our listeners can incorporate into their busy lives when the distractions and the interruptions happen so that they can still maintain that free lifestyle that they crave?
I love this because I am the queen of getting distracted, right? So, and I was at a healing retreat on the weekend, and it really amplified how, at least from, I can speak for myself, and I'm sure many of us can relate to this, is how easy it is to get distracted by the outside world, right? I mean, there's going to be distractions. We can't control what happens in the outside world. We can't control what's happening right now. You know, I'm trying to control my dog here, you know, but it's distracting. If the phone rings, you know, or kids are crying and they want your attention, all everything, right? So there's so many distractions out there. And what I'm learning is, for me, is that if I pick up that phone, because one of my friends phoned me, and if I'm like, oh, well, you know, I could talk to her for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, which ends up being 20 minutes or half an hour, right? It's like, is that getting me closer or further to my goals? So this is what I've started to do. And everything, again, is baby steps, right? So it's like, okay, so you know what? I'm going to ignore that phone for now, right? And then maybe I'll get, you know, X amount of work done in the next half an hour. And then, you know what, then I'm going to take a 10 minute break and time myself. Go, you know what, I get 10 minutes, I can call somebody back. But it really is discipline. And this is what I'm really, really, it's about doing the work. If you want to reach your goals and you want a better life, whatever that looks like, you have to just put the work in and just go, you know what, today I'm going to get this done. No distraction. Even if it's just for a half an hour, an hour. So this is what I'm teaching myself to do. And it's challenging. It is challenging because I can get definitely distracted. It's like the shiny object syndrome, right? So,
well, I want to jump in on that because I think, you know, distractions are going to happen and interruptions are going to happen. And I was having a conversation with my dad the other day who kind of heard some of this from his minister, but they were talking about interruptions. And if it's important to you, so if you want to create a time with God or your spirit or whatever, or your kids or your hobby, you have to commit to it. And then the other thing is you have to articulate to other people around you, hey, this is important to me. Right? Yeah. I remember growing up, my parents would tell us as kids, you know, we couldn't have phone calls during dinner. So we would teach people around us, hey, don't call me between 5 and 6, right? Because my parents and I are having dinner. But so for me, distractions are, we know they're going to happen, but I think part of it comes back to awareness. Yeah. What do we do when they happen? Right? Are we kind of like the shiny raccoon chasing the thing? Or is there an opportunity in that distraction for something to teach us? Like, oh, hey, something is trying to pull my attention. I acknowledge it. Hello, how are you? Stay over there. And then, because in yoga, it's like, it's not about perfecting the pose. It's about what's happening in, you know, in your mind and in your body when you're trying to work through the pose. So I think awareness is the first thing, but I think it comes back to choice again. And this is where being over 50 gives us, I think it gives us more advantage because now we can say, as you said, is that distracting me, moving me towards my goal? Yes or no. Or is it moving me away from my goal? Yes or no. And then the next question is, is today and now the time I want to move towards my goal? So I think that's two things there. But I also think coming back to distractions, I think then we can, maybe we can map out when are the distractions happening. So if you're trying to create a meditation time between 7 and 8 in the morning, another thing I tell my clients is put it on your calendar. Like if it's on my calendar, it's set in stone, it's gold, and I don't move it unless there's a dramatic reason to move it, right? So would you agree with that concept of not only journaling, but also finding a way to sort of track what the distractions are happening, when they're happening, and then try to find the lesson that's coming there when they're showing up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I had to journal it. Like, what is it that's stopping me from getting to my goal? Like getting to my dream life, right? Really at the end of the day. And for me, it's, you know, and the journaling helps me because it's like, okay, why am I letting myself do this? What is the big thing around here? And a lot of times it has to do with belief. Like, can I really do this? Can I really do that? Right. And it's like, there's no reason why I can't, except for me stopping me. Right. And it also is figuring out what times, like you said, what times of the day to put it in your calendar, like the meditation. Right. And I think we also have to honor coming back to ourselves.
Right. And I think what it is whatever you prioritize, you have to remember that you made that choice. So if you prioritize picking up the phone in the middle of trying to write an article, that's the choice you made. So if it feels like the priorities are off, then to me, there's an opportunity to say, how can I make a different choice? How can I find some courage to explore this a little bit more?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, no, that's great because, you know, and sometimes too, we can put on too much onto our plate, right? Like I was looking at my to-do list and I'm like, oh my God, I'll never get all that done, right? So the old me would be like, oh my God, I can't get this done and all that. So maybe it's just, you know, it's just starting off with just a little bit and then work your way up.
Right. Right. Yeah, I had a coach once who I have a tendency to put a lot of things on a list and then I get overwhelmed because I never get the list done. And for some people, they like crossing things off the list. For me, I've discovered that too many things on the list feels very exhausting energetically. And I had a coach once who said, I dare you to put one thing on your list, like one thing. Do the one thing and then get it done. So literally for a while there, I literally had one sticky notes around my house. And I was like, so, you know, I would, I'd start doing the dishes and then the dish rag would need to go to the laundry. So I'd go back and do a load of laundry and I'd be like, oh, I'll fold some clothes while I'm here. And I was always kind of moving from one thing to the other. And it was interesting when I did 2 or 3 weeks worth of just putting one thing on a sticky note, it became very clear to me where my distraction showed up. And it also became clear to me how I created distractions or interruptions so that I didn't get some of the things done that I might've been afraid of.
Interesting. Okay. That's a good idea to just do that, right? There's a book called The One Thing.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. And that's what he talks about. Just pick one thing.
Right.
And just get good at that one thing, whatever that is. If it's doing laundry, fantastic, or whatever it is, right?
Right.
But it's a good book. And you just reminded me that, you know, maybe I need to go back to that book again and go, okay, right, what were some of the tips and tricks that he recommended? But it's a really good book.
So how does this wrap into, managing distractions, how does it wrap into freedom of movement? And how does it support building the freedom that a lot of us want after we're 50 to live the life what we want?
I think first of all, it's what do you want? Right? Like, what do you want? I remember when people would ask me that at the beginning, like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. Right? So when I ask people, well, what do you want? What does freedom mean to you? Could it be maybe you need to lose 10, 15, 20, how much weight? Right? Maybe it's getting in shape, feeling healthier. Maybe it's just getting through the day, you know, without having an emotional breakdown. You know, maybe it's you want to make extra money. You know, an extra $500 in somebody's pocket can make a huge difference in their life. So it's really, what do you want? Right? So I'm still learning and narrowing it down, you know, honing it down of what it is that I want. And I feel like I'm getting more and more of that clear picture. So that's 50 and free. What does freedom mean to you?
Right. And I think that's a really important thing. Like, when was the last time any of us did a writing exercise about what do we want? I mean, we talk about visualizing it, using the language that it takes to get us there. But there's a lot of evidence that says once we write it down, then there's a little bit more power to it. It's more real. So I think that's a challenge for our listeners today is at the end of the show today, write down, write on a sticky note or a piece of paper, what do I want? And then prioritize yourself and give yourself 10 minutes. Just write for 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be an hour. And see if you can answer that. And then maybe the next part of the journal question might be what's helping me get there? Or what's maybe in my way of achieving that. And if people wanted to have some help with that, I know they can contact you. What's your website again that people can reach you at, or how they can reach you through 50 and Free if they wanted some help journaling on some things about what they want?
Yeah, it's 50 and Free. So spell out 50. So 50andfree.ca.
Okay. And it's .ca because you're in Ontario, Canada. So again, 50andfree.ca. Now, talk to us a little bit about the show that you just started on Transformation Talk Radio. When is it? How can people tune in? And what can people learn from your show?
Fantastic. And this is so new to me doing this podcast, by the way. So it's exciting for me. So every first and third Friday is my podcast, the path to being 50 and free. And so that's every first and third Friday at 3:00 EST time. And I'm going to have different speakers on just talking about health and wellness and mind, body, spirit. And I'm going to have different global experts talk about their journey and their expertise and just learning tips and tricks. And if I can help inspire one person a day, then I feel like I'm on purpose.
So. Right. And let's talk a little bit about that real quick. Some last kind of thoughts for people, if they don't feel like they're living on purpose or they feel like there needs to be something more in their life, that sounds to me like they're craving a little bit more freedom. Can you give a kind of a last thought on something they could do to start working towards that, open that up for themselves?
You mean a tip for them?
Yeah, if they're feeling stuck, like you use the word on purpose, and I think that's kind of the older we get, I think we start feeling more time sensitive, that we want to leave our mark and that we want to do something more than just, you know, go through life and occupy space and breathe air. So for anybody who's feeling like that and they're listening right now, what would you say to people about how they can start guiding their life towards living on purpose?
I like the journal part. Whether you like to journal or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to make sense. Nobody's testing you. Just if money wasn't an issue, what do you want? Just jot down, like you say, take 10 minutes, jot down a couple of things, and that's it. Just take money right out of the picture. doesn't exist.
And I think one of the components of the journaling piece that's important is don't just write it down once and walk away. I think a week later or 2 weeks later, a month later, I think you need to go back to your original journal entry post and see if anything has changed and sort of continue writing on that post. Would you agree?
I agree. I 100% agree on that one.
Awesome. Well, the other exciting thing that we have going on is the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group has an app that it's in the building stage right now. We will make sure we tell people how they can download it off of Google Play and their Apple Play Store. But be looking for information from all of our Transformation Talk Radio hosts in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group about the Cornelia Stephanie Media app. It's basically a one-stop shop where you can get access to everybody's podcasts, all of their websites, all of their free tips and tricks, and their newsletters. So stay tuned for that. Karen, we're out, but hopefully we can cross-pollinate across our shows again. Thank you for being here. My name is Diane McClay. I'm with we're here to empower you through choice. We hope we've given you some good tips and tricks. Tips and strategies. I'm tripping over my tongue today. We want to make sure that we're putting good things in your hands. So if you like what you heard today, send me a text, 503-317-8072, 50 and free, and then tell me what you liked or tell me what you need more of. Karen, last word before we close out.
Oh, thank you so much, Diane. It was an honor to be on your show, and I can't wait to have you on my show.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Welcome to the TTR family and to Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. Choice and courage, 50 and free. We're here to support you and get you where you want to be.
Thank you for listening to The Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.